Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
You know that old adage, if a tree falls in the woods, but no one hears it, does it make a sound? Okay, so if a mayoral campaign gets announced, but not by the candidate, is anyone actually running? That is the question on the table today after Boston Mayor Marty Walsh told the Boston Globe that Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu is running for mayor. The Globe had contacted Walsh to confirm rumors that Wu called him about her intentions on Sunday. So joining me to talk about this puzzling question is Stephanie Murray. She's the author of the Political Massachusetts Playbook and co-host of the Horse Race podcast. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hey, it's great to be here.
And just before we start, Stephanie, I want to say that we reached out to the counselor's office today. They said that she was not available, and they have told WBUR that they will neither confirm nor deny the mayor's announcement. So let me turn to you. Was this one of those savage moves by Mayor Walsh or just a crafty question from a reporter? What do you think happened here?
I think it's a little bit of both. I'm kind of two minds about this. On the one hand, a reporter did call Mayor Walsh and ask the question, and he responded truthfully. He said yes. But at the same time, he kind of let the cat out of the bag that Councillor Wu plans to run for mayor. Of course, like you said, her office hasn't confirmed or denied the report. But we've known for months, maybe even longer than that, that the mayor's office is something that Councillor Wu has had her eye on. She's kind of ramped up spending. Her campaign finance report from the end of August showed $40,000 in campaign spending, like videos and fundraising emails and things like that. So this was definitely something that was coming. But Mayor Walsh confirming that she called him it certainly sent some rumbles over Labor Day weekend.
So she also sent out this tongue-in-cheek tweet that said, quote, "I want you to hear it from me, ... Cass has now switched his favorite flavor from strawberry to mint chocolate chip," end quote. Cass is her son. So is she trolling him? And is this the shape of a possible race to come where it's kind of down and dirty from the beginning?
Well, that's the thing about Boston politics and Massachusetts politics, especially in a race between two members of the same party. It always gets pretty personal. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing as this race starts to take shape. You know, it's always around Labor Day weekend when these things happen. I'm thinking back to last year when the big buzz at the Labor Day breakfast in Boston, when we could all gather together, was whether Joe Kennedy would challenge Senator Ed Markey. That was Labor Day weekend last year. And that happens because it's about a year ahead of the next primary. So if Wu gets in this month, in the next few days, she'll have an entire year to put a campaign together and fundraise, which is the most important thing because she has around $346,000 in the bank and Mayor Walsh has $5.5 million in his campaign account.
So Stephanie, kind of to that point, now we're kind of batting this around. Obviously, nobody has declared that they're running for mayor yet. If one assumes that, in fact, she is going to run, does she now have to make that announcement in the next couple of days?
That's a great question. I know some folks expected her to do it today, since the cat was kind of out of the bag, that she's thinking about it, planning for it. But she seems to have held off. I'm not sure when the announcement is coming, if it is at all. I mean, I think if it wasn't, her office would have denied it. But I think the move here, when you're at such a financial disadvantage compared to what the mayor has, it's smart to get in early.
Okay. And again, recognizing that we're speculating because the mayor has also not said whether he will run. And there has been some speculation that if a Joe Biden presidency were to happen, there might be a place for the mayor in that administration. But assuming one were to have a race between these two, over the summer, Michelle Wu locked horns with the mayor on a number of issues, everything from the zoning board to climate change to how the city's resiliency fund was established and how it worked. Are there sneak previews in this of what the issues in 2021 will be? I guess not even just if it's these two, but if it's anyone running.
I think what you have to think about here is that in a Democratic primary, if Walsh does run for re-election, he has one job, which is to show everyone, you know, the job he's done as mayor and why they'd want to keep him around. And I think his response to the coronavirus pandemic and a few other things are good for him. And Michelle Wu, if she runs against him and he's running for re-election, she'll have two jobs. one, why she would be a good mayor, and two, why Boston residents should get rid of Walsh. And so I think drawing contrasts between the two of them is important. And that's something that was tricky for Congressman Kennedy, his campaign kind of looking back, or people close to his campaign, allies, supporters looking back, felt like he didn't draw strong enough differences between himself and Ed Markey, who ended up winning. So that's the job of a challenger, is to show how you would be different and better.
So what else are you going to be watching for as we get closer to a 2021 mayoral race? And do you think it will be a crowded and diverse field?
Well, I'm watching for who else is going to get in, if anyone, especially if, like you said, Mayor Walsh moves on in the Biden administration, which, you know, that would entail a lot of different dominoes falling, Biden getting elected, Walsh getting getting an offer. But I'm watching to see if anybody else gets in, even if it is Walsh's reelection. I've heard a number of names, especially women of color. The name that comes up the most is Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell. So it'll be interesting to see if it's a head-to-head race or if a bunch of people jump in.
All right. That's Stephanie Murray. She's the author of The Political Massachusetts Playbook and co-host of the Horse Race podcast. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.